The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Hello, this is Rufus Allen from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Arts Access Incorporated, the North Carolina Symphony, the Pinecone Traditional Review, and the Independent Weekly. Arts Access Incorporated, schedule of audio described and sign language interpreted performances. There is no charge to the patron for these services beyond the regular price of admission. If the name and event, performances are listed by date and subject to change, though changes are rare. The city is Raleigh. On Friday, May 13th at 8 p.m., Distracted, the Raleigh Ensemble Players. On Saturday, May 14th at 2 p.m., Hello Dolly, the North Carolina Theater. On Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m., Puss in Boots, the Cary Players. And Sunday, May 22nd at 2 p.m., Midsummer Night's Dream, the Carolina Ballet. For further information on audio description, please contact the Arts Access Audio Description Coordinator by sending an email to audiodescription@artsaccessinc.org. And they didn't provide a phone number. The North Carolina Symphony presents two different events. The North Carolina Symphony presents Rock Orchestra Spectacle, The Music of Queen, on July 14th. Tickets on sale May 2nd. This summer, the North Carolina Symphony joins forces with conductor-arranger Brent Havens, vocalist Brody Dolunik, and a full rock band to break down the boundaries between classic rock and classical music with The Music of Queen. The one-night-only symphonic rock spectacle takes place at Mimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Thursday, July 14th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets go on sale Monday, May 2nd at 2 o'clock a.m. at www.ncsymphony.org or by calling North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750. The number 919-733-2750 or toll free 877-627-6724. The toll free number again is 877-627-6724. Tickets can also be purchased at Ticketmaster.com, and the 1-800 number for Ticketmaster is 1-800-745-3000. Again, the number 1-800-745-3000. Presented by Winburn Music, The Music of Queen features Berkeley-trained arranger-conductor Brent Havens leading your North Carolina Symphony and show-stopping Queen classics like Bohemian Rhapsody, We Are the Champions, and Another One Bites the Dust, along with all of the essential rarities. In a second presentation from the North Carolina Symphony, North Carolina Symphony's annual anniversary performance of Mahler's Ninth headlines Final Composer Portraits Concert. This is a Grant Llewellyn Masterclass for Mahler's masterpiece, May 12th through 14th. North Carolina Symphony Director Grant Llewellyn offers North Carolina audiences an exclusive guided tour through one of the monumental achievements in all of music, Gustav Mahler's Ninth Symphony, as the orchestra concludes the 2010-2011 Duke Medicine Classical Series with composer portraits Mahler. The concerts begin in Memorial Hall on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill on Thursday, May 12. Weekend performances follow at Mimondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, May 13th through 14th. All three concerts begin at 8 o'clock p.m. There is probably no other single composer for symphony orchestras who has so stretched the medium, and never more so than in the Ninth Symphony, says Llewellyn. We picked Mahler for our composer portrait because there couldn't be a closer relationship with a piece and a composer in his last days. The Ninth Symphony was his farewell to the world. The program, the fourth and final entry in the symphony, celebrated composer portrait the Symphony Celebrated Composer Portraits series commemorates almost to the day the 100th year since the great composer's death. Llewellyn opens the performance with a personal onstage exploration of Mahler's style and impact as a visionary composer before the orchestra performs the complete show-stopping Ninth. Written between 1908 and 1910, the Ninth Symphony is one of the most fabled pieces in the canon, as much for the circumstances surrounding its composition as the vivid poignancy of its music. The superstitious Mahler was always wary of composing a Ninth Symphony, feeling it signaled the end of his composer's life. Beethoven, Schubert, Bruckner, and Dvorak all had died before beginning a Tenth Symphony. Mahler himself was coping with the triple misfortune of his forced resignation from the Vienna Opera, the death of his beloved daughter Maria, and the diagnosis of a terminal heart condition, all in 1907. These circumstances inspired him to put on paper one of the greatest and most captivating realizations of emotion in any art form. The music of the Ninth Symphony grew to be a tragically moving and noble epitome of the farewell feeling, wrote Mahler's protege, Bruno Walter. A unique soaring between farewell sadness and a vision of heavenly light, it lifts the symphony into the atmosphere of celestial bliss. Years later, the legendary American conductor, Leonard Bernstein, added that the Ninth is the very closest we have ever come in any work of art to experiencing the very act of dying, of giving it all up. But in letting go, we have gained everything. Again, that is the North Carolina Symphony Composer Portraits Mahler with Grant Llewellyn, the music director, May 12, 2011 at 8 p.m. at Memorial Hall, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and May 13 through 14, 2011 at 8 p.m. at the Mondi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh. For information, you can contact the North Carolina Symphony, and they provide a number, 919-789-5484. It's 919-789-5484. Moving to the Pinecone Traditional Review, there are several events coming up. They have featured. The first is Sprout Wings and Fly, Mother's Day, Sunday, May 8th at 3 p.m., part of the Music of the Carolina series, held at Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. The event is free and open to the public. There are two performers that will be showcased. Tommy Jarrell, an influential musician whose style incorporated expressive syncopation and sliding ornamentation. And the other is Alice Gerard, a singer-songwriter who has performed and advocated for old-time and bluegrass music for more than 25 years. She plays old-time fiddle, banjo, and guitar. A little information about the series. The Music of the Carolina series showcases some of today's best homegrown North Carolina traditional artists, as well as the musical traditions of various cultures that call our state home today. Join Pinecone and the Museum of History every month through June to discover and celebrate North Carolina's rich musical heritage. All Music of the Carolinas concerts begins at 3 p.m. in the North Carolina Museum of History's Daniels Auditorium. They are free and open to the public, and program notes are provided. Large print program notes are also available at the concerts. Invite your friends and families to join you. We look forward to seeing you there. In June, the 2010-2011 series will wrap up with a flourish. Flamenco comes alive. Carlotta Santana will demonstrate and explain some of the secrets behind the art of flamenco, as well as its history and cultural significance. Save the date for the final program for this year's Music of the Carolinas program. A second event highlighted in the Pinecone, North Carolina Songwriters Co-op Showcase featuring Nixon, Blevins & Gage, Tubby Ridge, Ace & T-Bone, Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m. Part of the Pinecone Summer Series at Sertoma, held at the Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park, 801 High House, Cary. The rain site is at the Kiwanis Shelter, Bond Park, 801 High House Road, Cary. The event is free and open to the public. Their description is, songwriting is almost as old as language itself, and songwriting is a vital component of traditional and folk music. While instrumental music speaks its own language, lyrics allow the audience to sing along and to relate to words and stories being shared. So, for Pinecone to partner with the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op seemed like a natural connection, and it is our pleasure to present three groups as part of a songwriter showcase to highlight the importance of songwriting in traditional music. We hope you will join us for this special concert as we kick off our third season with the Town of Cary. Again, that's Pinecone and the Town of Cary present the North Carolina Songwriters Co-op Showcase Saturday, May 14th at 3 p.m. at the Sotoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, 801 High House Road in Cary. And two smaller notes, Phil Wiggins on Friday, May 6th. Phil Wiggins and Corey Harris with the North Carolina Symphony will perform in Maimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. For information, call 733-2750. Again, that's the North Carolina Symphony, Phil Wiggins and Corey Davis, Maimondi Concert Hall in Raleigh. The number again, 733-2750. Next, turning to events listed in the Independent Weekly's calendar, starting with a few lectures. Full Circle, the History of Education in North Carolina and the Old Cary High Elementary School Site. On Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m., discussion plus performance by the Applause Touring Troupe. Event is free. For information, you can call 460-4963. Again, that number is 460-4963. The event will be held at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center, 119 Ambassador Loop in Cary. And the number for the Paige Walker Arts and History Center is 460-4963. A second lecture is the Psychic Side of Psychotherapy on Friday, April 29th at 7:30 to 9 p.m., with clinical psychologist Jim Carpenter. The cost is $15. Number is 309-4600 at the Ryan Research Center, 2741 Campus Walk in Raleigh. And the number again, 309-4600 for the psychic side of psychotherapy. Turning to a few museum events, the North Carolina Museum of Art on Friday, April 29th at noon, will present Jazz on the City Block with NCCU Vocal Jazz Ensemble at 2110 Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. For information, you can call 839-6262. Again, that number is 839-6262. Tickets are available at 715-5923. Again, that number is 715-5923. A few literary events. Anna Jean Mayhew will be reading on Wednesday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. The Dry Grass of August. The event will be with the St. Matthew's Women's Singing Circle at St. Matthew's Episcopal Church, 210 St. Mary's Road in Hillsborough. Another literary event, Charles T. Clodfelter, his book Big Time Sports in American Universities, on Thursday, April 28th at 7 p.m., Flyleaf Books. The address is 752 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. The telephone number there is 942-7373. Again, that number is 942-7373. On Monday, May 2nd, he will appear at 7:30 p.m. at Quail Ridge Books and Music, 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. That number is 828-1588. Again, the number for Quail Ridge Books, 828-1588. Another literary reading as Doran Lau and Timothy McBride on Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. presenting North Carolina Poets, The Book of Men, and Manageable Cold at Quail Ridge Books and Music, 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh, 828-1588. Next, Nathan Philbrick on Friday, April the 29th at 7:30 p.m. We'll be reading from The Last Stand, Custer, Sitting Bull, and the Battle of the Little Bighorn at Quail Ridge Books and Music, 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Nut number again, 828-1588. Patricia Wells will be reading from her book, Salad as a Meal, Healthy Main Dish Salads for Every Season, Tuesday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Regulator Bookshop, 729th Street, Durham. That number is 286-2700. Again, that's 286-2700. On Wednesday, May 4th, she will appear at 7:30 p.m. at the Quail Ridge Books and Music, 3522 Wade Avenue in Raleigh. Again, that number is 828-1588. P.M. Ryan, on Monday, May 2nd, 7 p.m., will read from his book, Vaudeville in the Dark, Poetry, Flyleaf Books, which is at 752 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. The number there is 942-7373. Again, the number for Flyleaf Books, 942-7373. And finally, Robin Oliveira, on Friday, April 29th at 7 p.m., will be reading from her book, My Name is Mary Sutter, at the Regulator Bookshop, which is located at 729th Street in Durham. Their number is 286-2700. Again, My Name is Mary Sutter, at the Regulator Bookshop, phone number 286-2700. To read special events, Carborough Day will be celebrated on Sunday, May 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. Carborough Centennial Celebration with live music from Cool John Ferguson, Club Boheme, Triangle Jazz Band, and Village Band, plus poetry readings. Their website is carboroughday.com. And the event will be held at the Carborough Town Hall, which is located at 301 West Main Street. The number is 942-8541. Again, that number is 942-8541. And we'll close with a few additional concerts from the Independent Weekly. On Thursday, April 28th, which was yesterday, so we'll skip those. On Friday, that is today, April 29th, the Duke Chorale at 8 p.m. highlights from the 2010-2011 season. Their telephone number is 660-3333 on the Duke campus at Biddle Music Building, East Campus in Durham. The event is free. Again, that number is 660-3333. The Duke Medicine Orchestra at 7:30 p.m. playing in Baldwin Auditorium on the East Campus of on the East Campus at Duke University in Durham. The event is free. Mozart, Mendelssohn, Borodin, and Boileau. It's a harp concerto. The number there, 681-4666. Again, that number for the Duke Medicine Orchestra at 7:30 on Friday, 681-4666. Another performance at Duke, Guillermo Klein y Los Gauchos at 8 p.m., DukePerformances.org. The concert will be at the Duke campus, Reynolds Industries Theater, the Bryan Center, and the West Campus of Durham. The price for tickets is $26 to $34. The North Carolina Symphony will present Shakespeare in Music at noon, works by Delius, Berlioz, Dvorak, Mendelssohn, at Maimondi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center, 2 East South Street, Raleigh. For information, please call 831-6060. Again, that number is 831-6060. Small Ponds, performing at 6 p.m., Back Porch Music on the Lawn Series, American Tobacco Campus, 324 Blackwell Street in Durham. That number is 433-1570. That event is free. At 7 p.m., Teresa Walters, a classical pianist, will be performing in Benson Chapel. That will be at Lewisburg College at 501 North Main Street in Lewisburg. That number is 497-3300. Again, that number again is 497-3300. On Saturday, April 30th, there are a couple concerts. First, there's the Borromeo String Quartet and Gary Graffman on the piano at 8 p.m., performing Bach, Beethoven, Brahms, Korngold at Duke Campus, Reynolds Industries Theater on the Bryan Center in West Campus. Tickets are $30. The Flavors of Jazz concert is at 6:30 p.m. with Jim Ferris Trio, Holly Springs Cultural Center, 300 West Ballantyne Street in Holly Springs. That number is 567-4000. Again, that number is 567-4000. And finally, for Saturday, April 30th, Spencer Powell, a soprano, performing at 8 p.m. This is her graduation recital at Meredith College, Carswell Concert Hall, 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The number there is 760-8536. For information, 760-8536. On Sunday, May 1st, there are several concerts to tell you about. Chapel Hill Philharmonia at 7:30 p.m. will be performing Forsyth, Tomasi, Brahms, and Borodin. The number is 493-5491. Again, that number for information is 493-5491. They will be performing at the camp at the UNC campus Hill Hall, located at 111A East Cameron Avenue in Chapel Hill. That event is free. The Durham Chorale will perform at 3 p.m. A nonprofit community chorus presents 24th Annual Spring Concert at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 1200 West Cornwallis Road in Durham. That price is $10. And on Sunday, May 1st, the Meredith Faculty Recital will perform at 7 p.m. Baritone Damar Austin Neal IV and pianist Donna Jolly perform works by Beethoven, Tosti, Dvorak, Widerow, Ravel, Balcom, and Montsalvatage. At Meredith College, Carswell Concert Hall, 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The number for information is 760-8536. Again, that telephone number is 760-8536. The event is free. And also on Sunday, May 1st, Return to Joy. 4 p.m., the Spring Concert by Women's Voices Chorus and String Orchestra. 684-3855 is the number for information. Again, that number is 684-3855. The event is at Duke Campus, the Duke Chapel West Campus in Durham. Tickets are $5 to $15. Next week, Thursday, May 5th, Octavia will be performed at 8 p.m., presented by the Meredith Piano Ensemble at Meredith College, Carswell Concert Hall, 3800 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. The number for information is 760-8536. Again, that number is 760-8536. Tickets are available at 760-2840. And the number 760-2840. And then for next week on Friday, May 6th, the Cary Town Band will perform at 7:30 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park, 801 High House Road in Cary. The telephone number is 834-4000. It's 834-4000. That event is free. At 8 p.m. next Friday, May 6th, the North Carolina Symphony will perform Blues in the Night. with Phil Wiggins and Corey Harris, blues duo, Tina Morris Anderson, soprano, Rosalind Sorrell as a soprano, Mimondi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center, 2 East South Street, Raleigh. For information, please call 831-6060. Again, that telephone number is 831-6060. And the Starlight Concert Series on Friday, May 6th at 7 p.m., Yankovic Day, with Polka Plus Band, Paige Walker Arts and History Center. That event will be held at 119 Ambassador Loop, Cary. That event is free. And for your information for next week, on Saturday, May 7th, the Band Together North Carolina Charity Concert with Third Eye Blind, Dylan Fence, and Lonnie Walker at 6 p.m. on Capera Street outside the Lincoln Theater. Their website is bandtogethernc.org. The event at Lincoln Theater is located at 126 East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, and the telephone number is 821-4111. Again, that number is 821-4111. Tickets are $20 to $25. The Kantari Sisters Voices will also perform at 3 p.m. I Am the Rose of Sharon, Music from the American Revolution to the Age of Twitter. It is the Their website is chapelhillcommunitychorus.org. The event will be held at the Carrboro Century Center, located at 100 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro. Their telephone number is 918-7385. Again, that number is 918-7385. And another event from the North Carolina Symphony, Blues in the Night, at 8 p.m. on Saturday, May 7th, with Phil Wiggins and Corey Harris Blues Trio, Tina Morrison Anderson Soprano, and Rosalind Sorrell Soprano. That is, again, at the Mimondi Concert Hall, Progress Energy Center, 2 East South Street in Raleigh. For information, the number is 831-6060. Again, that number is 831-6060. Tickets are $30 to $45. There are a few other concerts which we skipped over. On Sunday, May 1st, the Duke University String School will be performing at 7 p.m. The Intermediate II and Duke Youth Symphony Chamber Ensembles will be performing at the Duke campus in the Baldwin Auditorium on the East Campus of Duke in Durham. The number for information is 660-3333. Again, that's on Sunday, May 1st at 7 p.m. That event is free. Another event on Sunday, the Pernambuco Chamber Music of the Amazon will be performed at 3 p.m. Presented by the Mallarmé Chamber Players, their number is 560-2788 for information. Again, that telephone number is 560-2788. We've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Rufus Allen, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long, until next time.